In a daunting statement, the commissioner said the unprecedented levels of violence and ethnic tensions offer fault lines along which the country could fracture. Commission chairperson Yasmin Suka noted what she called a total breakdown of law and order with hardly any formal courts of law in operation.
As one woman put it to me, in South Sudan there is no law. What is here is the law of the jungle. Coupled with that is the fact that forced and child recruitment is being conducted by all parties to the conflict.
Suka said the international community has an obligation to prevent mass killings and stop the country from falling into catastrophe. She outlined specific immediate steps.
These are sanctions, asset freezes, an arms embargo, and the immediate deployment of the 4,000-strong protection force in South Sudan, which should not be restricted to the capital alone.
On justice and accountability, the commissioners stressed the need to compile and preserve evidence for future accountability. Commissioner Kenneth Scott said there's no time to wait for the hybrid court to act on violations and ensure justice for victims.
We don't have to wait for a full court to be set up. We can set up the investigative component first and then build the rest of the court, if you will, as we go. We have to get some investigative element on the ground as soon as possible.
Godfrey Musila, a legal consultant from Kenya and member of the commission, noted a worrying spread of violence.
We've established that the situation is much more serious and more concerning than earlier thought. We, in fact, visited Eastern Equatoria. We were in Imatong, and we went to a number of places. Violations are still happening, serious violations.
The team was mandated by the Human Rights Council in Geneva to monitor and report on the situation of human rights in the country and make recommendations for its improvement. This is the second field visit to South Sudan and will be presenting their report to the council in March.